This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, president of Kinetics USA, the number one direct hire company for healthcare workers coming to the United States. If you are interested in coming to the United States, please apply to our website. Our team are waiting online right now to speak to you and apply to kineticsusa.com/apply. Today's topic is the pinnacle, the ultimate, the best day of all immigrants' lives, and that is citizenship. It's where you've climbed that mountain of immigration. You have been through all the sacrifices, the hardships, the delays, the sacrifices that you might meet, and you're now at the top of that mountain and able to wave that American flag and become a citizen. So I'd like to welcome our two guests this morning who will be joining us discussing their citizenship journey. We are welcoming Anna. Welcome, Anna.
Hello.
Oh, Anna's got her passport and her flag. Yay.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me, Tanya and Phonetic family and the Flora family watching right now. Again, I am so excited and I am so happy. You're right, Tanya. Mountain before you can able to wave the flag.
Thank you for having me. Sure, Anna. So welcome to Anna. I love having the passport and the flag there. That is so cute. And we can't wait to hear about your journey of becoming a citizen. Mm-hmm. And I also want to welcome Rona. Hi, Rona. Welcome.
Hi, Rona. Hello, everyone. Hi. Hello, everybody. I'm Rona Pacoma, and I'm one of the onboarding specialists from Kinetics USA. I would like to say hello to everyone around the world. Hello to all our viewers. And here I'm waving my American flag and my blue pass.
Whoops. I think we lost Rona. Hopefully she'll be back.
Maybe oh, yeah.
Still here.
So we are prepared.
There we go. So we are so excited to have Anna and Rona here today. I know for all immigrants, becoming a citizen really is the pinnacle. It is the greatest, one of the greatest days of your life. And that's what we want for everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get started. Anna and Rona, before we talk about citizenship, let's just talk a little bit about your journey of coming to America. Anna, did you always want to come to America?
Yes, I always want to be here in the U.S. because I am fan of a lot of Hollywood movies, and I was telling myself someday I'm going to go there and I'm going to work there as a nurse. And I grew up, my father used to love a lot of U.S. movies, American movies. So I was greatly influenced by that. So I never thought of other countries, but, you know, it's always U.S. in my heart.
So you always had that dream. It came mm-hmm. through the family, like many, yeah. many nurses mm-hmm. or immigrants that come to the United States. Rona, did you, and I think you came to the U.S. at a younger age. Can you share a little mm-hmm. bit about your journey of coming to the United States?
Yes, Tanya. Yeah, I was young then when I came here to the U.S. as an immigrant. I was 17 years old. That's mm-hmm. Right after I graduated high school, so I was very, very excited. I was like, oh, America, yes, I'm gonna be in America. So yeah, that's all what's in my mind mm-hmm. during that time. So I was very excited. I wasn't nervous at all, even though I don't speak much English back then. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I don't care. I'm gonna be in America. I'm gonna be seeing all these different people there. So. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you were excited.
I was very excited.
Okay. So, and that's very common in the beginning when mm-hmm. we arrive here and there's a lot of excitement and a lot of anticipation of your new life and the new chapter and how you're going to experience American life. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, when you came here, what were the first few months like?
It was rough because I have no family here in New York. I'm not driving.
Okay.
And I have no friends. Everything was new. I have no apartment. So it was scary. I'm not going to deny that. But I'm always following my rules. I always have my rules with me. So every time I'm having a hard time, I always remind myself, remember when you were young, you're always dreaming to come to the U.S. and work. So, and then it will make me feel better. So it was hard, but I'm going to say it's all worth it coming here.
So the first few months were rough. What do you wish that you had known before you came to the United States? What do you wish someone had told you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my number one regret. I wish I learned how to drive before I left Philippines. Because we've been here for 7 years and we've only owned a car for 3 years. So for the past 4 years, because I'm from New York, so we have a lot of Uber, Lyft, we have a train, bus. But when it snows, it's so hard when it comes to transportation. I think before I left Philippines, I've learned how to drive.
Yeah. And it's interesting, Anna, because you live in one of the cities in the United mm-hmm. States that actually has quite good infrastructure of public mm-hmm. transportation. Mm-hmm. So for many other international nurses or immigrants that come to the United States, often it's more difficult because there's actually very, very much more limited transportation. Mm-hmm. Rona, what were those first few months like for you?
It was easy for me because my family's here, my dad, my siblings, most of my family were here. So it was easy for me to adapt the environment. And since I was young then, so they were there for me. But before I came here to the US, my aunt who used to take care of us when we were in the Philippines told us that you need to learn this, you need to learn that, because when you get there, you're going to be on your own. You're going to be cooking on your own. You're going to be independent. So she taught us how to, you know, she taught us to be prepared once we, you know, we come here to the US, because no one's going to be home. There's no housekeeping. Nobody is going to help you out with everything. Like, you're going to have to wash your own dishes. You're going to have to wash your own clothes, all those. So, yeah. So, but it was easy for me because my family were here. So I adjusted very quick.
So, and I think also, so you were more fortunate than Anna in a way, mm-hmm. and everybody's experience is different. So that's why we love that both of you are sharing your experiences, mm-hmm. because you were younger. And sometimes the younger you are, the easier it is to adapt. And also you mm-hmm. had family, you had that support of mm-hmm. these are tips and pointers of what to expect. So you already had your head around mm-hmm. what could be some of those changes.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Anna, what is the biggest difference for you living in the United States as opposed to living back home?
So when I live in a clinic in the Philippines, in Manila, there's also transportation. Number one big difference is working environment. Working here is more safer. And I got a break. I have morning break. I have lunch break. And I'm not gonna deny, I'm getting paid more. I am being more compensated, and I have benefits. When I'm sick, I have a sick time, which I never had those back home. When you're sick, you're absent, you lose money. And when I was working in the Philippines for 12 years as an OR nurse, we don't have health insurance. So imagine you're sick, you call out, and you pay for your own healthcare needs. So those are the big factors or changes moving from Philippines to U.S.
Yeah, those are big things. Those are definitely big advantages that can make a huge difference to your life. Rona, what did you miss about the Philippines when you first came to the United States?
My high school friends, I mean, when I came here to the U.S., we started writing a letter to each other, you know, back mm-hmm. then, you know, email wasn't really a thing. And, you know, all these social media wasn't really a thing. So we were just writing letters, sending pictures of each other. And then right after maybe a year, everything like was separated because we I started going to school and they started going to college. So they met new friends. I met new friends. So I, you know, that's like the part of my adjustment. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's all I miss because I was young then, you know, I spent most of my life when I was there, hanging out with my friends back in high school and also my relatives also back there in the Philippines. But since I was here with my family, so I was, you know, it was really, really easy. Everything for me was easy with all the supports. Yes.
That makes a huge difference to have that support. Mm-hmm. But you do have that tug of those relationships that you miss. Anna's nodding her head, I can see, from back home as well.
Yes, and in fact, I still have those letters with me.
Oh, that's very special.
I still have those letters with me.
I love that. Well, that those people will always have a very special place in your heart.
Of
and
course.
Sometimes when you meet up with them, you just connect as if you saw them yesterday. So, that's a very special relationship.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
So let's talk a little bit about that enjoy and prosper. Let's talk about becoming a citizen. Anna, how long after you came to the United States did you become a citizen?
So I arrived April 2015. So ever since I arrived here, that was my main goal. I'm going to be a U.S. citizen for 5 years. So I started thinking about it around 2019 when I gathered all the requirements. I researched all about this and 2020, I filed for it, but I thought I was ready to do it on my own since I was hired by an agency and I finished my contract very early. My contract was 3 years, but I finished it for only 1 year and a half. And then, but they don't want to let me go yet. So I asked for a lawyer's help for me to fill out those papers and to prepare because I don't want to do it DIY because this is my business dream to become a U.S. citizen. I don't want to mess it up. So I asked for a lawyer's help to file and gather all the needed paperwork. So it took me around like really 5 years.
Okay. So 5 years was that cutoff time. Rona, tell us a little bit about your journey to become a citizen. When did you become a citizen? After how long?
Okay, so I came here in 1996. I was 17 then. I remember my dad telling me that it's been 3 years. You should file your citizenship now. I don't know. I think back then it was 3 years or I don't remember anymore. But it took me, I believe, 8 years before I decided to file for U.S. citizenship just because I was inspired back then. I was, you know, I was inspired by this person that I wanted him to come here. So my thought was when I become a U.S. citizen, I can get him here. I can, you know, we can live together. But that did not turn out okay. So life must move on. So yeah, I became a U.S. citizen in 2005 and it took me only 4 months to become a U.S. citizen. I remember when I filed, when I submitted my application, it was March 2005. And then I took an oath July 7, 2005. So that only 4 months of time.
Very quick, very quick. Anna, was your timing? Was your timing similar or was it take longer?
No, longer.
Longer.
I feel jealous of you, Rona.
Me too, Rona. I wasn't jealous of you. I took forever.
Yeah. Well, I applied great. I got caught up with the pandemic. So we applied late year of 2019. And then pandemic came in. So I applied for myself and my husband, and my daughter was 11 years old then. So it was hard because no one is replying to your messages or when you're calling them. And it took me a year before they got back to me, like, we're going to schedule your test and then your opening. But my husband took 2 years. So
wow.
But we applied all together all the same day. He became recently U.S. citizen June this year. Meanwhile, me, I became a U.S. citizen 2021. And during my time, 2020, it was pandemic. No family is allowed. So I was by myself. I was like, I want to cry because I want to share this biggest moment with my family. And you're asking someone, hey, can you take a picture of me? But inside, I was happy and sad at the same time. I was happy finally after 5 years, after those hard sleep. But I, by myself, my family was waiting outside the building. So when I came in, I was like, honey.
Aww. So that was like a bittersweet moment, Anna.
Bittersweet. But my husband, no. They allow the family. They have a program. They have a guest speaker. I'm so jealous of him, too. Oh. And I cry more than him because I was like, finally, honey, after 2 years, he became a U.S. citizen. And, we were there for him. So it was emotional. Like, there were 70 immigrants. Different countries, different stories. Now we're becoming a U.S. citizen, and it's not easy coming here. It's not easy. So it was a very emotional and rewarding moment of my life.
Yeah, it's a moment. It's really a moment when you become a citizen. And you're right, Anna, it's very emotional. Because when you're sitting there, what was it like for you when you were sitting in that swearing-in ceremony?
Well, I felt like someone poured me an ice full of a bucket full of ice. I was like cold, and I was like, finally, like, I am not just an immigrant. I'm not just a green card holder. Now I'm a citizen. I'm one of you now, you know, and I can vote. I love to vote. I want to exercise my rights. I'm not just working here. I'm not just working here and earning money and learning stuff. Mm-hmm. But now, you're more involved in the community, and you can also run in politics if you want to. And as a nurse, it all get more inspiration from you. But achieving your American dream doesn't stop arriving in the U.S., passing the implants, IELTS, no, there's more to life. And we all know when you have the blue passport, you can go anywhere without hassle, you know. When I have a Filipino passport, there's more requirements to women too.
Yeah, and really a moment, a great achievement, and a sense of belonging. Because now you feel really secure and that you belong. Rona, what was becoming a citizen like for you? Tell us a little bit about your swearing-in ceremony.
Oh, during that ceremony, I was nervous, but I excited at the same time because, yes, finally, I'm going to be, I'm going to have the blue passport with, the most powerful passport in the world. You know what I mean? So I can go here and there without... Yeah. Any problem at all, I get to be in the line, in the priority line when I go to when I go home to the Philippines, I don't have to wait in the long line, all those kind of things. But my main focus back then was, I was inspired, I was in love. So, I'm trying to I'm going to get this person, I'm going to petition this person. So he can come here with me in the U.S. and live with me. But I wasn't thinking right that financially, that I don't think I can do it. So that did not turn out okay. So life must move on, like what I said. So here I am right now, living my dream as a U.S. citizen. I get to vote. I get to go travel to anywhere around the world without applying for any for their visas because I have the blue passport. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is my ticket. This is my ticket to get to my destination, to any part of the world.
It's a great, great feeling. Really, for all immigrants, one of the greatest days of your life. I remember even for myself, my swearing in ceremony, I actually have a video of myself doing a happy dance. And I was telling my family yesterday, I'm going to show my video of myself doing my happy dance. And they were like, no, you can't do that. So I got a picture of myself and my daughter on the swearing in. But it was a moment. It really is a moment for any immigrant. Okay, so the citizenship test is one of the most scary parts for many immigrants. Anna, Rona, do you remember what it was like to take the citizenship test?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I took the nursing board, I took the MCAT, I took the CGMNF, and IELTS 5 times. Lord, please, this will be the last test that I will be taking.
Let it be done.
And then you have a speaking part, you have a reading, writing, speaking of English again. And I was like, will this ever end? But, you know, like what I said, focus on your goal. I mean, I know this will be the last test. They asked me a question, previous question, you really want to know. When you apply as a U.S. citizen, they want to know, like, how can you prove that you want to be an American, you want to be one of them? Yeah. So you must know the holidays.
You got to do that. You got to know your answers to that question. Thank you so much to Anna and thank you so much to Rona. That was such fun hearing about your inspirational stories, your journey to become a citizen.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.